And I can remember calling a friend and said, I've been thrown under the bus. And she said, well, pray under the bus. And that was my get back up moment.
Wow. Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hey, fourth chair friends, have you ever felt like you got knocked down? We definitely have, maybe especially with all that's happening in our world lately. So we want to talk about how that is part of life and being human, and that getting back up is winning. So you are doing better than you know.
I cannot wait to ask this question in our Facebook group today, the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of crazy fun answers, or maybe not. I don't know. Our confession question is this. What's a time when you got back up when you were knocked down?
I immediately go back to about 4 years ago when I was stepping into a new role, and I was going to be full-time as a youth pastor. And before I even took the position, there became all of this opposition against me. And I felt like I got sucker punched by a lot of people. And I can remember calling a friend and said, I've been thrown under the bus. And she said, well, pray under the bus. And that was my get back up moment.
Wow.
Is she just said, then pray under the bus.
That's
because
so good.
I knew that God was asking me to do that. But at that moment, I was like, I'm out. You know, I was about to quit before I even started. And when she said, pray under the bus, that was just, okay, pray about it and then get back up. And that will always be a gift that Renee said to me is just get back up, girl.
Pray under the bus. I mean, that's powerful.
That is.
Because we tend to think about being under the bus and how bad it is and we're mad at that person. But if we're praying under the bus, that completely changes it.
It changes everything. It turned my attention off of being hit to what can I do with this?
That's really good. Okay, so when I was in my 30s, I found out that I had breast cancer. It was stage 3. It was huge and scary. And at the time, I remember the day that I was told. I was in school. I'd went back to college. I was trying to finish my degree. And I remember when the doctor said to me, Susie, you have cancer. You have to have surgery on Monday. And I said to him, but I have school on Monday. You know, and of course, I ended up having to drop out of college again. And I ran out of money the first time because I was on my own at 17. I did what I could. I worked 2 jobs. I eventually had to drop out. Now I was dropping out again. So just before this new incident with breast cancer, I had started the application to go back to college. And I got hit again. And I thought, what are the odds? Well, last week I applied and was accepted, and I'm going back. And,
Yay.
You know, like I'm teary because
we are hearing this for the first time.
I know.
This is new. This is new. And, but I'm going back and I'm going to finish that communication degree that
Yay.
I want so badly. And, you know, when I put the application in, I just remember thinking, you know, here's a 30-year span, 29-year span of trying to do this. And I remember way back when as a student, you know, like I said, completely on my own at 17, working night jobs on weekends, working at night. Trying to go to school and eventually just thinking, I can't do this. And I think the enemy has knocked me down on this so many times that there was kind of a fear as I hit that submit button. But there was also exhilaration and I thought, you're not going to get me. Maybe it's going to take all these years, but I'm getting back up. And one of these days, I'm going to walk across that stage and I have lots of credits, but I want to finish. I want to finish. So yeah, I'm going to. So this is new.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Like we need some confetti. That's awesome.
I'm officially a student.
So exciting.
Yeah.
I love it. Man, I got to. Yeah, refocus.
I know, right? We're like,
all right. Well, I've shared before about my battles with anxiety and depression. And so I think especially depression feels like getting knocked down over and over and over and then getting back up again. And just realizing that all that means is that I'm a warrior, you know, or sometimes I picture myself in a boxing ring and it's like, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in getting knocked down by your opponent. It just means you get back up all over again. And even in a different scenario recently, I'm watching a book, The Powerful Purpose of Introverts. And it doesn't matter how long I do this. There's still moments I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing.
So hard.
And I do stuff and then I break it. And so I had broken something this week on my site and I was like, oh, and I was starting to tell myself, like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I'm failing. I'm confused and frustrated and I'm, you know, disappointment, all that junk that we start to tell ourselves. And then I was like, why is this happening? And I realized it's because I'm in a challenge zone. So anytime you are stepping outside of your comfort zone, it is going to feel like you are doing a bad job and have been knocked down.
Yeah.
When we are in our comfort zones, we feel competent. Confident, calm, and certain, all the C's. But when we step out of our comfort zone into a challenge zone, which is actually growth, we are getting stronger, doing better, then we feel like we are failing, we're confused, we're overwhelmed, and we're doing a bad job.
Yeah.
And we just have to know that those in challenge zones, our emotions do not reflect reality.
Yeah.
And if we can stay with them, then we do get back up and that challenge zone becomes our new normal and we stand on solid ground again. But today, if you're in a place where you feel like you are working as hard as you can and you are doing a bad job, I can almost guarantee it's because you are doing better than ever before. You're stronger than you've ever been and you're in a challenge zone.
Yeah. Well, you know, anytime that you do anything new and launching a book, it's hard to describe this. It's like setting a goldfish out into the ocean and hoping that it's going to be noticed.
I was going to say it feels like being naked on a stage.
That's what I was thinking.
It is.
Yours is more appropriate.
It is so challenging. And then on top of that, because you and I are both launching books right now. I'm launching Joykeeper. You're launching The Powerful Purpose of Introverts. And we're doing this in a season where all the normal things that you normally do, we cannot do. And so there is a lot of pressure that comes with that. And every time you think that maybe I've done this and that's enough, you can get knocked down. And usually for me, Holly, it's my own fist. You know what I'm saying? Always, the person knocking me down is me because I'm like, oh, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. So maybe for the person out there right now who's saying, in this season of COVID, the dream that God has placed on my heart, it seems impossible. And so I have a fist aimed at myself. I'm knocking myself down saying, you're not doing enough or that's not okay. Like, what do you say to them?
I think, you know, just what I just said, it just means that you are not failing. You are fighting.
There you go.
And you're not weak. You're a warrior.
There you go.
And you are not knocked down. You are standing up and taking ground that God has appointed for you to have.
Yeah.
And so sometimes our emotions are going to lie to us. Sometimes our human self, sometimes the enemy of our hearts is just going to lie to us. And so that's what we need to know, that that's not reality. And that usually when we're doing, it feels like we're doing our worst. We are actually doing better than ever before.
That's so good.
It is true. And what you were talking about, Susie, is that inner mean girl that we fight with.
Yeah.
And I read this quote that says, sis, you're much too strong to be the only person standing in your way. And I think that we do.
That's really good.
We do knock ourselves out. Like we've got the worst ammo that we are pointing at ourselves. And it's hard to feel like we're going to win when we're already setting ourselves up for failure. So I write about that in my book, Freedom, but I really feel like that inner mean girl needs to go away, you know? And we just replace her voice with the voice of the Holy Spirit, who's kind and loving and draws us to him. And so in thinking, what's going to help with us after we've been knocked down to get back up? What helps you get back up, Holly?
You know, sometimes I need a nap. And I know I feel like I talk about naps all the time on this show.
But Holly loves a good nap.
I do. But I find sometimes when I feel knocked down, it's because I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm physically exhausted because I haven't got the rest I need. I'm emotionally exhausted because I haven't connected with my people lately. I'm mentally exhausted because I've been on social media or the news too much. You know, spiritually exhausted because I haven't had that good time with Jesus that I so desperately need. And so I think just pausing and saying, am I actually down or do I just feel down in the moment? And sometimes I'm actually down and then I need to really, you know, do some big things and call for backup and go to counseling again and all that stuff. But sometimes it's just that I need to catch my breath and take some small steps to get back on solid ground again.
Yeah. And also, I think one thing that can help us with this, Jennifer, is that if you have that goal or that dream and it's knocked down by circumstances, which is what has happened to me, at some point we can either give up and think it's not for us or we can get back up. And I tell you, it was a get back up moment for me because just shortly after I started filling out the application, I found out that I'm going to have my last final yay surgery for breast cancer this year. And it means that I'm going to start online classes bruised and stitched up. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I know that I know that I know that this is something that I'm supposed to do. And just because it hasn't happened in my timing doesn't mean that all those years were wasted. Mm-mm. I was still learning. I was still growing. There were good things happening. And yet I'm not going to give up on this.
Mm, I love that. Well, a lot of times we feel like if we've been knocked out, that that's a failure. But getting back up is really the win and trying again.
I think
try again. That's my thing that helps me is just never give up and just try another day. You know, like you can quit for the day, but tomorrow get back up. You know, we just need a breather. So I love this quote from Million Dollar Baby. And he said, the key to taking a big punch is you have to step back, you know, in the ring. But if you step back too far, you're not even fighting. You're going to miss because you've stepped back too far. And I feel like that's where we live as believers. We're either too close to our opponent or we're too far back, you know? And so when we get in that in between and we kind of catch our breath and go really focus in on what's our calling, like in that moment when I was thrown under the bus, and my opponent was not this person. It was me and it was the enemy of my soul that was trying to silence me. So I had to step back and refocus on what was really my target for the moment.
Yeah. So what does that look like from a practical perspective? Like in that situation, Jennifer, what did you do? Did you call someone in process or did you go away and pray? Like what were the
I called
the
someone.
Steps?
Yeah. I phone a friend, you know. I really needed to vent and process, but talking with someone who spoke truth to me, she was part of my getting back up. So I called someone and I talked through everything that happened and what I was feeling. And I just needed to work through that with someone so I could let it go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so don't fight alone.
Don't fight alone. I needed to bring someone into the ring with me and just to really show me that God still had a purpose. It just hurt a little bit.
Yeah. I think getting back up looks like taking one bite of the elephant at a time.
Yeah.
You know, which means that, yes, this is something big. Yes, this is a mountain, whatever. But what is one step you can take? One step I could take was to go online and to look at classes to see what I wanted to do. Another step was to actually find out the application process. And so we can get overwhelmed by all the steps that are ahead of us. But if we break that down into smaller steps and then celebrate each one of those steps at a time, yay, Jennifer, you did that.
Yeah.
You know, yay, Susie, you did that one step. And then take the next.
That's good.
I think for me, identifying the expectation that I am trying to meet, because I am a recovering perfectionist, probably light on the recovering. And so just saying, okay, what is the expectation? Okay, like with my depression, sometimes I put myself under the expectation that I can never have a bad day. Well, that's impossible. Right. So if that's my expectation, I'm always going to feel knocked down, mm-hmm. even when that's not the reality. Mm-hmm. And yeah. so just literally pausing and saying out loud or writing down, I expect myself to fill in the blank, and then saying, does what I just expressed align with God's expectations mm-hmm. for me?
Yeah.
And the answer is no, because we're under grace, yeah. you know, and that's such an obvious thing. But I think I can just get into these automatic thought loops that I don't even realize like yeah. that I'm saying over and over, Holly, you should, Holly, you should, Holly, you should. I remember in counseling one time, my counselor was like, you say should a lot. And I was like, should I? You know, and I catch myself. We've talked about that on yes. here, but, you know, and so just identifying expectations. And I was thinking, you know, we serve Jesus, who is the ultimate knock down, get back up example.
Yes.
He got knocked down and laid in a tomb. And then 3 days later, he got back up. Yeah. And that means no matter what, we have already won.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. Even in the moments when we're on the ground and we don't know what's going to happen next or how we're going to find the strength to stand, like. Yeah. And when we think we're going to lose, Jesus is like, it's done. Yeah. Like, you know, it is finished. And does that mean we don't have to fight battles? Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
But does that mean the outcome is absolutely and already determined? Yes.
Yeah. I think if you see someone who is getting back up, that it is vital that you speak over them.
Yeah.
What you just said.
Yeah.
Stretch out a hand and just say, hey, I see you getting back up. Yeah. I am so proud of you. Cheer them on. We did this thing the other day. It was kind of hilarious. And it's random. I'll just say this in advance. But we were at my daughter's house and somebody had seen a video about people cheering on a dog who had just went through obedience school. This dog did something well. So Hannah, who is my daughter's pet, was sitting on the pad that she was supposed to. She really wanted off. Everything in her body was saying, I want to be off. And she didn't. And so the grandkids started cheering her on and they were like, yay, Hannah. Yeah. And this dog was like on just in the air, just so excited and so happy. And I thought, if this works with a dog, who just didn't get off of the pad when she wanted to, if we could go to someone and maybe that's just looking in the mirror at yourself and saying, yay, Susie, you wanted to quit. You've been knocked down a lot of times, but look at you. You just got back up. Go, girl, you know? And that may seem weirder, but no. I think if we cheer each other on as we're getting back up, it completely changes the conversation in their head and the conversation around that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And Jennifer, you talk about this quite a bit in your book, Freedom.
I feel like my book, Freedom, is all about the knockout and getting back up. And so really those broken moments are just an opportunity to experience the God of breakthrough. So it's not just, I feel like that knockout is a part of the win. And so in Freedom, the gutsy pursuit of breakthrough and the life beyond it, it's all about, this is your chance to get back up and keep getting back up and knowing that that's always the win.
Yeah.
Always.
And this actually is release week for my book, The Powerful Purpose of Introverts, Why the World Needs You to Be You. Susie also had a recent book launch for Joy Keeper. And so as authors, one way you can lift us up is to bring our books into your lives, either for you or someone you love. And we want to say thank you, especially Suze and I, coming through a launch season for all of you who have already done so. And we are so grateful for this community. It's the very last week that you can get all the pre-order bonuses for my book. So I want y'all to have those. But most of all, we want you to know that we appreciate you. You lift us up, and we hope we do the same for you. We are glad that we can do life and the ups and downs together.
And Holly, how can they find those pre-bonuses?
Go to hollygirth.com/introverts. There's a class, and you'll get the audiobook and a strengths assessment and all kinds of goodies.
Yay.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.